Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Transylvania International Film Festival in rainy Cluj at the moment, actually. And I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Simon Jacme. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're presenting the film, The Innocent, which is I saw it and I'm looking forward to our conversation. And the first question is just kind of the obligatory one. And if you could just introduce the film to our listeners, you know, say as much as you'd like about the story or in any other way that you'd like to introduce it.
Okay, so the film follows a woman in her 50s who is very religious, and she and her family are part of a kind of a modern evangelical sect, you could say. But she also works in a company that does scientific research. So she has kind of already a bit stretched reality, and then she sees a man that she thinks it's a former lover of her, and he spent a long time in prison, and it seems that he was released. And this event or reappearance of this man is starting kind of a process of her questioning everything and kind of also losing sense of reality. And the film becomes, I think, something like a psycho thriller.
Right. Well, right off the bat, the thing that really struck me was this contrast between science and religion that is embodied in the main character. I mean, that's quite an interesting contrast. What's your take on it?
I think this story with the monkey, it became, during the writing, more and more part of the story. Because when I first introduced it, it was rather something that she would see on TV, like other people doing that. And then it became closer and closer until the point where I decided, why not make her do that and take part in this kind of crude experiment? Like, in the end, it's like a head transplant or like a full body transplant on a rhesus monkey. And even if I thought it's quite a stretch, I thought it's more interesting if it's actually really a integral part of the story and something that she does. And I did research. I researched a lot in these circles, and I researched also this question, and I asked some religious people if it would be possible, and it is possible for them. It's not contradictory to work in science or with animals. There are some things which have to be taken, you have to be careful about, but in general it's okay.
Right, because I know that there's some kinds of religion that don't, you know, where that's frowned upon in a way. But is this something that you think about a lot in your personal life as well?
Maybe now I don't think so much about it anymore, because I have made a film about it and I have thought about it a lot.
All right.
And, of course, all the issues and all the themes in the film were things that were kind of almost haunting me, and so I made a film about it. And
why were they haunting you?
I think especially the monkey thing was really something that was haunting me, because I read about that. There's a guy who tries to do this head transplant with humans, and then I researched it a little bit, and I saw that it has actually been done on monkeys, and I found this such a terrible idea that was following me a long time, and I was writing this film, so this thing became a part of the film.
Would you see yourself getting a head transplant?
No.
No. I don't even know what would happen, really, when I think about it.
The most likely, head transplant, the correct thing is rather to say body transplant, but everyone says that, but the most likely thing is that you would just be paralyzed.
Yeah.
You would be a living head on a body that you cannot control, and this is not fun.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that much fun. So let me just go back to the actual. Okay, so there's a. Well, I was watching it. It was almost like the story itself isn't the type of story where you can predict what happens next. I don't really like using the word dreamlike, because I think it's a word that gets overused a lot. But in a way, it does feel like it's that kind of motion. I don't know if you would agree.
Yeah. It is definitely, because it is actually inspired sometimes by dreams that I had. I do write down my dreams sometimes, and so it was not a very conceptual way of writing this film, but it was rather like following some kind of a theme or a feeling, and I was taking things that I found had something to do with it and integrated in the movie. And for one scene in the very beginning is actually a scene that I wrote down from a dream, so it has this quality in any case.
Yeah. I was thinking that the while you were saying that there's also a scene, we won't spoil it, where the past reappears and it's almost like this really happened. Makes me think of when I have dreams where I wake up and I feel that they're so real that they might really have happened, but also of the likeness of dreams and cinema, because in a way they're both things where you can re-experience the past in one way or another. Yeah. Do you like that kind of connection? Is that something that you think about?
I would say for me, yeah, the connection between dreams and cinema is because both is not real, but in the moment when it happens, I think dreams and cinema create a universe which doesn't have to be exactly the same like our universe, but it can be a coherent universe that is in some ways different from our reality. And I like to see films like that to say, okay, this is, it's just a world or a universe where things happen exactly like they do.
Yeah, that makes me think then, do you see this film or anything that you perhaps like to work on as something that can be a subjective experience for the viewer, that the viewer can have their own different readings of the film?
Yes, I find this important and I like it, and I like if films are not suggesting too much what kind of meaning or what kind of message you should take from it as an audience. I like really a lot when something is presented and you're very free to make your own meaning out of it. So I guess it's that.
What about when you're working on the film then? Are you open to changes given the fact that, you know, the dream connection that we've talked about?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's true that I believe quite a lot in like first ideas. That I really like to keep ideas that maybe a lot of people would say, but why don't you cut this out of the story or whatever? And I try to, even if it's inexplicable, to keep them. But of course, I think it's an important process to write something and then take some time and look at it again and think, okay, this is fitting or this not, and then to throw it out or introduce new elements. So
well, it's sort of like a mix of the two worlds. This is my sort of take on it, between the Beat Generation writers and the surrealists, you know.
Yeah.
Are they an influence of yours in your work?
I don't know. I have no big knowledge of surrealist. I know a little bit about it, but I'm not an expert in that at all. But it's maybe true that I'm influenced by that, but I think in the end, I'm not sure if people see it that way, but what I like to make is to make films that have and the universe is quite surrealist or strange or magical, but then to present them as something very real, like not something magical, something very real, but the circumstances are surrealist.
Maybe. Yeah, I was going to say the worst surrealist movies are made by those who actually know a lot about surrealism. I don't know if that makes sense, but I wanted to throw a question out there, just going back to the religion theme that I'm happen to be very interested in. Do you believe in God?
I would rather say no. I would say no. Or at least not. I don't believe at all in this Christian way of God or in any religious God. I don't believe in a religious God. But then, if you went further and further, maybe I would still say, okay, there is something, or there is something maybe. But I think I believe it's okay to not ask yourself the question, no? It's like, I think one...
It is a deep question, but that's kind of my provocation.
I don't believe in, not at all in a Christian God or any religious God. This is maybe the clearest answer, but then I wouldn't also not say there is no God at all. This I wouldn't sign. No.
Maybe one day you will change your mind. You don't know yet, so it's like I'm not trying to convert you, by the way. But the very, very last question. But because religion is such a feel central part to the film, there are moments in the film where you feel like it does have place in this world. Do you feel that religion is important for some people and does have an importance in life?
Yeah, I think too. I mean, when I was researching, I was really feeling, I was completely understanding why you want to be religious and why you want to be a part of that. And I was enjoying it. And yeah, and of course, maybe my feeling was that religion works well and it gives a lot to most people. And as long as you don't come in a situation where your religious beliefs and what happens kind of conflicts, and then you are in trouble. And the more you believe, the more you are in trouble. And I think I hope that there will be kind of I think it's an important discussion to lead, because to say okay, no religion at all, or I mean, even being in a community and doing things together is something good. But if it was possible to do this without having to sign off some very dogmatic things, it would be a good thing. But I haven't found this way of this kind of religion. I think in the end I would say philosophy is the best religion, maybe.
Well, that's very interesting. In a way, film festivals are a little bit religious.
Yeah. And films are religious. I mean, yeah, my film also, maybe, I hope it does almost give you like a religious experience watching the film. And films have something, the church of cinema, of course.
Yeah. You know, I'd have lots of questions to ask you after that, but we better leave it at that, because otherwise we'll just go on and on. Thank you very much for joining us. You see, it was a very interesting film as a starting point for a discussion, and also, from my perspective, a great film to watch. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.